The Truth News Network. Thought, not just talk. Where the truth sets us all free. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
And your host is Dan Newman.
Hi, everyone. Those words that Pete Moss used, the truth will set you free, has never been more applicable than it is today. I hope you're having a good week, and this is Saturday, normally our bullet point Saturday, and today's bullet point is single bullet point. It's one. We're going to talk about a few things surrounding this coronavirus epidemic or pandemic, whatever you want to call it. It is a different thing that Americans in our generation have not handled before. We've never faced this. And so it is different. We've got a lot of things to talk about. First of all, let me thank you for being here. I'm glad to be here. I had a horrible time just finding out how coronavirus has impacted commercial air travel in the U.S. domestically. My plan was, as many of you know, I went to a 26th anniversary of a men's conference in New Mexico, Men of Iron. 26 years, a group of about 1,500 to 2,000 men get together for 3 days of just getting close to God and understanding what's going on in their lives. A friend of mine started this 26 years ago. Amazing. And it's just grown and grown and grown. Well, you had to fly into Roswell, New Mexico, and then drive for an hour and a half to get to where the conference is. We get there and check into the resort. 30 minutes after we check in, the governor of New York shut the conference down. In fact, every meeting of every kind, over 250 people. So what did we do? Well, we drove north to Clovis, New Mexico, to my friend's church, a very large church, and they streamed 4 days of the conference. Now, I had to leave early because I had to get home. It took me 20 hours to get home to Bossier City, Louisiana, and that's a combination of flights and driving. It's incredible what's going on out there. The center of what I experienced is exactly what Americans all across the country are experiencing, unfortunately for many, much worse than mine. And here's what is so desperate for me to talk to you about today. The evil we are facing in America today that we talk about often here at Truth News Network, it's not politics. It's not the economy. It's fear. The evil we face is not coronavirus. The evil we face is fear. Fear when one lets it take over, and it is a decisive thing. We have to allow it to happen. We're not born with fear. It comes upon us, it wants to be a part of our thinking, and we allow it to happen. Well, fear then turns into desperation. That turns into a lack of confidence in all the things that we know and on which we've relied in the past, things we've learned, education-wise, dealing with our families, just normal everyday things. Those things become very gray, very hazy, nothing like we've always relied upon. Fear sells its victims uncertainty, and then distrust, disloyalty. Fear's greatest lesson, and it's not a good lesson, is when we start asking the what if questions. Typically when we ask those questions, when we say what if this, what if that, there is no real absolute truthful answer. So that just opens up Pandora's box for us to really, really go crazy with our thought life. And fear divides. It divides families. It divides friends. It divides government leadership from its people. Like we needed more division in our governing system in the United States of America. I mean, it's tough enough for all of us, and we visit about this every day. This only exacerbates the issues that are already there. Fear, though, here's the part that really gets scary. And I use the term scary. I'm not supposed to. We're talking about scariness and fear. Well, here's the part that we really don't understand. Fear is viewed by many evil people as a useful tool, a weapon of control. That's the part that is really difficult that we're facing today, because there are many things in that we have no control over. Those folks artfully spin a web of lies to fit their purposes. And it's not like they don't do that every day anyway. This just gives them another arrow in their quiver. And boy, they know how to use it. They use fear to diminish our capabilities, our power and strength. And they do that to get us dependent upon them, upon what they think, upon what they tell us they know, that in many cases are not true. Many in government use fear to weaponize an electorate. On the way back to Louisiana, I heard that our primary elections have been canceled, not rescheduled, just canceled. And this is a Republican conservative state with a Democrat governor. And I promise you, his doing so had nothing to do with the coronavirus. It had to do with the ability to weaponize the fear that Louisiana residents are feeling. Same thing happening all across the nation. I was in New Mexico. The reason that that conference was canceled was because the governor of New Mexico, that is a flaming liberal, makes no bones about that. She is a Democrat, a staunch Democrat. And she does not like spiritual meetings. She doesn't. She's not an opponent of churches. But it just so happens that one of the gentlemen that spoke at this conference pastors the largest church in the state of New Mexico. He's a very conservative, out-in-your-face Republican. And he and that governor cross paths about politics often. And she didn't close the casinos. Many of those are in throughout New Mexico, Indian reservations. She didn't close movie theaters. She didn't close bars. But she closed houses of worship. They're using fear. They're using fear as a tool. Fear causes chaos. I experienced a little bit of that. Chaos gives evil people opportunities to take advantage of others. And this all boils down to how you and your family, if you're an employer, you and your employees, if you're a pastor, you and your parishioners, or if you're just in a neighborhood and you have really close friends, how are you going to change? What are you going to do to make it better? The schools, almost everywhere, except New York City. Can you believe Mayor de Blasio refuses to close the schools in New York City? Everywhere else, schools are closed, so everybody's scrambling. We're scrambling for babysitters if we work. We don't even know if our places of employment are going to be open or how they're going to be operating. So much change is in the air. And you know what? To be able to cope with these things and get a lesson out of this for going forward, hey, listen closely. We're going to get through this, folks. We're going to get through it. When we get on the other side, we just need to know next time, if and when something like this happens again, we know what to do. We know what not to do. But we haven't been down this road before, and we're going down it. We can talk all day about the politics of the road we're on and coronavirus and how big a deal it is and how crazy some think it is, the sky is falling and all that, and then point fingers and blame. And we're not talking about that kind of stuff. We're talking about the real things, the things that are tangible that we know or here. And we know change is something we've already been all forced to entertain, to get involved with. Our same old methods of dealing with things that we deal with every day, they got to be immediately altered, and a bunch of those have been altered for us. Think about this. None of us on January 1st this year thought, in March, my life as I have lived it for so long will be required by circumstances unknown to me today, like coronavirus, to change. And we must be open to change, even if we don't like change. I'm one of those. I'm 66, almost 67. I have things in my life kind of pretty well structured and laid out. And I'm organized. I like things in their proper place. And when that changes, it really impacts me. And I know many of you, maybe all of you, feel the same way. Change is always expected to make things different. Change is always or expected to make things different. Many times we don't want different, but we're unwilling to accept the fact changes are necessary. And in cases like this, we have an epidemic or pandemic here in the United States, and we just got to quit doing the same old things that allow this to spread. That's just a common sense thing. Regarding this virus and its potential impact on us personally, we must make necessary changes to achieve the results we want, to keep us from getting sick. Nobody wants to get coronavirus. It doesn't matter if it's been out there, if it's brand new. It doesn't matter if most of the people that get it are okay. That really doesn't matter, folks. We just don't want it. It would be foolish for us to just keep on keeping on without changing things in our life that are necessary to achieve the result that we want. No coronavirus. So, I'm about to give you 5 words that if you'll listen to them, and if you'll let them find a place in your mind and your heart, 5 words, all of us, as busy as we are and as crazy as things are today, we can deal with these 5 words. Emblazon them. Put it up somewhere on a counter or your fireplace in your home. They're very important. Listen to this. Nothing changes if nothing changes. Let it sink in. Nothing changes if nothing changes. You have issues and problems in your life. Things not going well at work. Can't get along with your wife or can't get along with your husband. You have a child or a couple of children that just will not do the things they're supposed to do. You want to change those things? Things within the circumstances have to change for anything to change. Regarding coronavirus, same old, same old. You can't keep doing everything the same way and expect to get different results. And when this evil and this fear is dropped on our plates into our lives, we have to deal with it, and we can't just keep going doing the same things. We want different results. The part of the process that we control has got to change. Nothing changes if nothing changes. This is not a bullet point day. Normally it is. Saturday's our bullet point day, and we give you a lot of articles. If you want to read about coronavirus, you can hear everything by just clicking in a Google search, coronavirus, current status of coronavirus, the horror of corona. You can find article after article. It's full of people's opinions. We're all looking for facts. Let me tell you a fact. Perfect love casts out all fear. Get on your knees. Get your family, your kids, when you tuck them in tonight. If you don't normally do it, they're afraid too. They're hearing things. Their world has changed. Circumstances beyond their control. Talk to them. Pray with them. Husbands and wives, talk to each other. Sit down. Have a real conversation about, hey, look, here's what's going on. And here's the bottom of this. I had a Sunday school teacher way back in, 1970. And he said this one Sunday, and it stuck with me, and it's still part of my life. When we look at a problem, we look at a circumstance, and we don't know how we're going to get on the other side or what the outcome's going to look like. He said this. What difference is that going to make in 100 years? That may be a bit extreme, but the thought process that put that together, whoever said that originally, it's the same thing we're dealing with right now. We have no control of a lot of things in our lives. So why worry about those? Let's change the things in our lives that we can change, that we must change to get through this together. And we don't know what all those are today. But hey, make changes today and be ready to, if tomorrow you find out those changes aren't working and there's something else that'll work better, be willing to change that. Nothing changes if nothing changes. Let me say a prayer for you. Father, I pray for peace. I pray for you to rid the fear that many of us have allowed to take control of our minds and our hearts. Give us peace through this. Everybody that's listening to this, all of our partners, everybody around the world, this is not a U.S. thing. This is not a just my thing. This is impacting everybody on earth. And through this, Lord, have everybody turn to you to get peace. Thank you for the opportunity to share with all of these people that are listening to this right now. And thank you for protecting us. We'll always give you glory for every victory, and we're expecting victory over fear and coronavirus. Amen. Hey guys, thanks so much for being here. We'll be back tomorrow, depending on what goes on. Just watch your email. And if you haven't subscribed, there's nothing to purchase. We don't sell anything. We don't send you junk emails. When a new podcast or story goes up during the night, you'll get an email with a link to that story. When you get up the next day, click on the link and it'll take you right to it. You don't have to find your way searching through the website to get to it. You'll know it's there. So on the bottom right side of the homepage, just put your name and email address and you'll start getting those. You can, if you later on don't want to get those links overnight, you can just terminate it. That's easy to do too. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being a partner. And stay close. God's got this, folks. We're going to be fine. Have a great day.